I knew about Suzette Jordan long before I met her. I read about her in newspapers in Kolkata. I'd hear her voice on television, see her silhouette on the screen, but I never knew her name. She was just the Park Street rape victim. The woman who went to a nightclub on Park Street in Kolkata in February 2012 and was tossed out of a car in the dead of night, battered and gang-raped. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Recently, the Park Street rape victim did something almost unthinkable in India. She revealed her identity.
Because if I fight, I need to fight for who I am, not behind a mask, not behind a screen, and not behind a blurred image. I was raped, I was brutally raped, I was tortured, but I am alive for that, and I want to fight.
India has very strict laws about revealing the identity of rape victims. Indian media still do not use the name of the young woman whose brutal gang rape stirred huge protests last December. They gave her a name instead, Nirbhaya, or the Fearless One. Jordan didn't get any such name, and the silhouette didn't protect her much either.
It's not very difficult to tell who I am because of my hair being so curly. And throughout last year, I had many people come up to me and say, "Are you the Park Street victim?" And it frightened me at that time.
In June, Jordan went to a rally for a 20-year-old college student, gang-raped and killed near Kolkata. Longtime women's activist Shantushri Choudhury took her there.
When we got there, I realized I didn't bring a scarf to cover my face.
Choudhury told her not to worry. She had a cap and shades.
When I got to the protest and I saw the amount of women there, it was like about 300 to 400 women there, and I saw the solidarity they came in. You know, I thought to myself, what an idiot I am. They're not going to stand down. They want to stand up and fight. That was when I decided, no way. Then I told Ms. Choudhury, I said, "Ma'am, today I'm going to reveal myself. I'm going to say who I am."
By being out, Jordan is doing something very few rape victims get to do, telling the story of what happens after it's no longer front page news, when no one is looking anymore. She talks about the pain.
I couldn't even get up to go to the loo. My father had to lift me off my bed and take me to the loo. I'm 37 years old, and that is so embarrassing.
The struggle to get through the day.
Because I had become so suicidal. I was taking so many antidepressants. I was taking sleeping tablets just to get sleep because it was bad. The nightmares, I would wake up screaming.
And the indignity of the medical exam.
I still had to stand there nude and get poked at. And, you know, the finger testing was done. The swab test was done. And I really, really felt like a piece of meat.
The police snickered when she went to file her complaint. A politician insinuated she was a prostitute, as if it was okay to rape a sex worker. Getting a job was hard. Shantushri Choudhury says she tried to find Jordan a job through her network of well-connected friends.
And then looking at me, they'd realize, oh, you know, this is the Park Street rape victim. And they would tell me, okay, we'll get back to you. But never, ever has anyone gotten back to me after my interviews.
Choudhury eventually created a helpline for survivors of abuse and hired Jordan. Right now, Suzette Jordan says she's come a long way. However, the toll still shows.
Because I love dancing, but I have not gone. And I want to go out again. I want to go to a party. I want to dress up, but I'm so scared of doing that, you know?
As for those who called her names, she says she doesn't care.
I don't know why they're taking my rape so personally. I have been raped. They can make it up to me in apology by giving me justice, by making sure that not only I get justice, that every other woman in their state.
Then I ask if I can take her picture. She says, yes, please do, and turns her face to the light. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.